Hello and welcome to Zero to Hero. And this week's episode, psychic abilities are real? No way. And it comes from, where do I even begin with this? Well, it comes off of a conversation I had today with a very, very good friend of mine. It's an old school friend, actually. And he keeps saying, Grant, why can't they see it? Why can't they see what's going on? Why this? Why that? Why this? And at the minute, he's having a lot of trouble with his immediate family, brothers and their wives and nephews and that, over their mum's illness. And he can see straight through the charade of, you know, the hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. And his family can't. And it's like, why can't they see it, Grant? Why can't they see what they're doing? Why can't they see this? Why can't they do that? And I said, it's their path. It's their path. Their path isn't to see this. And it's horrible when it's your own family and you're trying to help them so much. But they're stuck in the mainstream way of thinking, you know? They're stuck in the mainstream way of thinking. And they trust implicitly. And we've all been brought up that way to trust implicitly, haven't we? Trust the doctors, trust the governments, trust, you know, whoever, the, I don't know, pharmaceutical companies, for et cetera, for example. We now know that we're lied to on a such a vast scale. And I know you're going to say, well, how's this linked with psychic abilities? Well, quite a lot. How do you feel that you read into situations? How do you notice things that others don't? Yeah. Your intuition is spot on. You completely recognize what you're doing. You know, well, excuse me there, just adjust that. You can feel the intentions of people. Yeah. But what happens is when, say, for example, you said to these people that follow mainstream, you said, oh, psychic abilities, first thing they may do is laugh. They may laugh at you and ridicule you. Oh, dear, here we go. Here's Mystic Meg. Go on, sit on the pier and tell me my fortune. And people tend to make fun of it, don't they? They tend to make fun of it. Why is this? Why do they make fun of it? Why do they make fun of psychic abilities? Are they real? To them, it's not real. It's a load of mumbo jumbo. I dare you to put any posts online on Facebook or Instagram, wherever, about psychic abilities and watch how much you'll be hounded. Just watch. It's a good way of seeing who is conditioned. And they'll never admit it. They'll never see it unless they start questioning things themselves. But it's the conditioning, you know? I mean, psychic abilities have been around since forever. We don't know the true date that humans have been here. Some say 6,000 years. Others say 450,000, 500,000 years. So there's quite a vast difference there. But if you can imagine that psychic abilities have been around for that amount of time and put it into perspective as to why we don't see more of it nowadays. It's made fun of nowadays, isn't it? But years ago, you'd have seers, fortune tellers, mystics, witches, druids, etc. And a lot of this is not in the too distant past. Lots and lots of kings would have a seer with them all the time to see the outcome of the battle. And so, you know, you need to withdraw because this is going to happen, that's going to happen, so they'd withdraw. No, you're in a prominent position right now. The gods are favouring you. Time to go full steam ahead, you know? So kings would believe it, and kings would be wary of seers and mystics and fortune tellers and the occult. And I remember in spiritual circle many, many years ago, and I think I've said this story numerous times, but what this story was about, and this is why it's great to ask questions, great to be inquisitive, because if you don't ask questions, how else are you going to learn? Well, I say that because I'm thinking of out of mainstream, but most mainstream will just take what they're taught, whether it's medical school, normal school, university, they'll just take it as gospel, and that's it. And my friend was saying the one, about the doctors and that. He said, "Oh my God, they're just lying." I said, "I know they lie." And he said, "I know this woman that works in a dentist, and she believes fluoride is good for your teeth." I said, "But that's her conditioning. That's how she's been trained. We know different." And she, just digressing slightly, and apparently she said, "It's a natural product." And he's kicking off. And I said, "Well, to be fair, it is a natural product. Fluoride is natural." I said, "But ask her if she did." All right. I hope you're not eating. If you're eating, just stop right now for this little teeny bit. I said, "Okay." I said, "Ask her if she'll go to the toilet and then she'll scoop out what's in the toilet and start eating it. Obviously, she will be absolutely disgusted and may kick off. All right. So hold on. What are you on about? That's natural, isn't it? That's natural. Is that not natural?" That's what basically fluoride is, a waste product. But you can't tell these people. You can't tell them, all right? Because their psychic link has just been severed. It's been severed. Okay, we'll talk about that a bit later. But what killed the spiritual movement, the psychic movement, was 1939, roughly 1939. And what it is, it was in the Royal Albert Hall in London, and you had the medium there, Estelle Roberts. Now, Estelle Roberts had a spirit guide called Red Cloud. Now, Red Cloud at the time was being channeled through the medium whose circle we was in at the time, so you could ask him questions directly. And I know this may sound bizarre to you that you can talk to a spirit through someone. When you do it, regularly, it becomes your normal. Your normal, your new normal, a real new normal. But it's how it used to be anyway. This is the thing. Ironically, this is how it used to be. Life used to be that way. So, what happened was in 1938 in the Royal Albert Hall in London, and you had all the royalty there from Greece, from here, from all over, the real oi polloi, as you call it, to come and see it. This is how esteemed psychics and mediums were back then. They were esteemed on massive stages. So in 1938, someone said, asked out, called a question out. So, will there be war next year? And Red Cloud via Estelle Roberts said no. But we know what happened. War did break out. So what I did when I was asking a question, I said, okay, and I repeated this. I said, in 1938, you was asked this question. I mean, it is amazing when you're talking directly to a spirit as you're talking to someone else in the room. It's phenomenal. To me, that's normal. For others, it's not, but hey ho. What happened was, I asked a question. You said this in 1938. You said no, and then World War II broke out the next year. And he said, basically, what it is 1% of human will can change the outcome of things. And he said, your press was constantly promoting war, 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 and manipulating the minds of people to say, war is coming, war is coming. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to say this, and it may offend, the feeble-minded will believe it. The feeble-minded will believe it. And especially back then, when you didn't have internet or the TV as such to research or you'd believe it. You'd wholeheartedly believe it was going on. And that was interesting to learn. 1% of human will can change. Has anything changed today with the media? No. Fear and propaganda. All the way, all the way. Now it's Russia again, Ukraine again, Israel again. It's the same places again. Not that they're causing the trouble, bear in mind, the same people reporting the trouble are the same families. Okay. So, but this is it. So that killed the spiritual movement, 1939. Killed it. Killed it. Because the great esteemed Red Cloud, great esteemed Estelle Roberts, got it wrong. When I say got it wrong, if you can't, you won't see on the video. If you're listening to this, I'm doing inverted commas. You know, got it wrong. They didn't get it wrong. It's just that the controllers know how to manipulate the population's psyche. They know how to affect your aura. Okay. Into this day, well, this day, they know exactly how to do it, and it's kind of running on autopilot now. But psychics have been used to, the police have used them for many years to find missing persons. I know people, myself, psychics, that the police call on a regular basis to find missing persons, you know? And it's really interesting because I get them phoning me up. I won't name any cases, but cases I think were last year before, and even way back. I say, Grant, what do you think has happened? It's like, well, we don't think, we know. You know, that's the difference. You know, once you're in tune with your psyche, you know. Okay? No matter what they put out on the news, no matter what people all around you are saying, you just know. And they tell me that you know, they're interested in certain cases that are on the TV, and they're saying, oh, Grant, they're not there, they're there, and they're over here, and they're underneath this and that, can see them clear as day. And yeah, and I think there was one psychic that got in trouble because he went against mainstream and he got in trouble. But this the thing, you know, they'll be used when they're needed. Okay. And I remember another time in a different training environment, we had to get how people had died. So how did they die? Okay, so I was tuned into this woman who was sitting in front of me. And I went, oh, hold on, hold on. I said, where are we? Where are we? Hold on. And this is why I love doing it so much. I said, oh, this is Ibiza. I said, oh, we're in Ibiza here. We're in a little hotel complex. Not like a flash hotel, like, yeah, not hotels, what they call, like kind of apartments, and you know, like a one star, if that, you just bum around and no luxuries. And I tuned in and went, oh no. She went, go on, say it. I said, oh, I don't want to go here. She went, say it. I said, okay. I said, he was murdered. I got this guy through, and he was murdered. She went, yep, carry on. And I went, okay. I said, I'm in the room. I'm in the room right now. The doors, there's a knock on the door. Doors opened up. Two guys and a woman. They've come in. I said, do you want to know? She said, yes, carry on. I said, they bludgeoned him to death. They got something and whacking his head in and whacking him, whacking him. And then they left. And that's what killed him. And she said, and those bastards turned up at his funeral, crying and pretended they were sad. Wow, mind blown. That solved the murder. That solved the murder case. That's what you can do with psychic abilities, if that's your bag, if that's what you want to do. And it's funny because even though I do it on a regular basis, I'm still fascinated. I love it. I love it. People say, confirm it. That's exactly what happened. So, wow. Okay. All right. And it opens up many, many more questions, of course. But if you look nowadays, I mean, and these stories that I tell you are completely 100% true. 100% true. There's no point in lying, making up things. But even if you try and tell certain people this, I'm going to call them the feeble-minded. They'll laugh at you. They will laugh and laugh. Stop. Hold on, I don't understand. Why are you laughing? Are we adults? Are we children? Can you give me some kind of understanding where you're coming from? Is your brain still in playground behavior? You know, are you still like 10 years old? I don't know. Where are we going with this? Because I'm telling you this, and this can really help you. This can really help your life if you start to tune in to yourself and your psychic abilities. And they still laugh because their brain has been conditioned, it's been damaged by the years and years and years of programming. Okay. Now, why would they still be doing this? Why would they still be doing this? When, ironically, these people trying to stop people from using them get others in to help them with their situations, but they don't want the everyday person knowing this goes on. All right. Well, they don't want you getting to know yourself. They've come in as the parents. They've come in as the carers, stopping you from making important decisions, from weighing things up and going, well, hold on a minute, that doesn't make sense what you're telling me. And you may have already feel this. You may get a gut feeling. There's that saying, a gut feeling. That's your intuition. That's your psychic abilities. You're feeling, you're hearing stuff on the news, or you're reading stuff in the paper, on social media, and you're feeling it going, that's just not true. That doesn't sit, that saying, that doesn't sit right with me. Okay. But once we put psychic on it, psychic abilities, the label, people get put off. You know? Because it's been conditioned to be ridiculed. But they don't want you to get in tune with yourself, and definitely don't to get in tune with others. Because if you could tune into MPs, the police, the medical, facade, you go, well, hold on a minute, you're lying. You're not telling the truth. And they don't want that. They want you to believe them. All right. That's why they don't want you to learn about your psychic abilities. But imagine, just imagine if you could really tune in to see if someone is bullshitting you, or if you can see how they really feel about you, their true intentions about you. Or if you want to get answers about your questions, to be able to tune in and into your body, in regards of your own health. Imagine being able to tune into your body and go, oh, I don't feel right here in this part of my body. There's something wrong here. Go to the doctors. They say, oh, we can't see anything, but take these pills. And the amount of people who I've done bioresonance health diagnostic scans for, a lot of them have done it just for confirmation of what they've felt themselves. They've gone, I knew it, I knew it. They've gone in, had MRI scans. They've gone and had numerous tests, and doctors saying, no, there's nothing wrong, nothing wrong. I come up and say, right, okay, right, your thyroid's down. It's showing it's down, blah, blah, blah. And they kick off going, I knew it was my thyroid. I absolutely knew it. And they were laughing at me and ridiculing me and say, it wasn't that. I said, well, you can see it on the screen, is, you know? Which is great, because this is what's happening. People are being conditioned not to trust their own thoughts and feelings. So, no, go to a doctor. A doctor knows. They've been training for 7 years or whatever it is. They know what they're talking about. Do they? You know your body. You know your mind. We should know your mind better than anyone else. Okay? So it's time to get that skill back. Time to get that skill back. Well, now you can. What I've done is I'd like to invite you to a free 4-day masterclass called Empowered Development for the Psychically Curious. How's that for a title? So what we do is we're going to do a deep dive on the different psychic abilities, different types of psychic abilities, because there are numerous. There isn't just one, there's numerous. Although they kind of do the same thing, there's different ways of accessing information. And you may find that one way is easier or better for you than another way. So we're going to do a deep dive into different psychic abilities, and what they mean and what they can do for you. Okay. We're going to talk about the science behind psychic abilities, talk about protection, how to protect yourself. Because believe it or not, once you start working in the psychic field, or even having your intuition, there'll be things around you that will try and stop you from accessing it. You know? We'll go deeper in that. I won't talk too much about it now because it's quite a vast subject. But yeah, so we talk about protection, how to look after yourself, as well as numerous exercises to see which is your strongest psychic ability. And now, before you say, I don't have any psychic abilities, let me tell you this. Every single person on this planet, or this realm, or this plane, whatever you want to call it, has psychic abilities. Okay? It's just that it's been conditioned out of people. But once you start recognizing the signs and the thoughts and the feelings, and then once you start also to learn to deal with the self-doubt, because it's self-doubt that comes in. You feel, if you're stuck in a traffic jam, for example, and you're thinking, right, okay, well, I know this is a direct route. I know this is the most direct and quickest route, but there's a traffic jam. If I turn right down that road there and I go around there, around the houses a bit, it's a little bit longer, I'll get there. And there's no traffic there. I should do that. I should go down that way. I should go down that way. I should. I've gone past it. How many times has that happened? You've gone against your own instincts. And this is something we're going to go through about on this 4-day masterclass, you know, about trusting your instincts, trusting what you feel, what you see, what you hear, what you recognize, different signs, different symbols that will be in your life daily, on a daily basis. All right. That's going to be fun as well. Sorry about that. I know it's going to be a bit serious, but it's also going to be fun because I like to teach in a fun environment. And I really believe that if you're happy and you're enjoying it and you find it fun, that the information will be absorbed a lot easier into your brain. It's starting on Monday the 29th of April, 7:30 p.m. UK time. Now, for those of you in America saying, oh, I'll be at work, I'll be this, that, and the other, the sessions will be recorded. Okay, the sessions will be recorded. And they'll be held in a private Facebook group, okay? A private, just for this masterclass. So it's going to be held in there. So I want to invite you to this masterclass. Just come along, see if it piques your interest, see if you recognize any signs or symbols, and see if you want to take your psychic abilities to the next level. So click the link below and enroll, and make sure once you click on a link and you enroll, that you join the Facebook group, okay? Because that way you'll get the recordings and you can ask as many questions you like during that masterclass, okay? And I'll answer them personally. So join the Facebook group once you click on a link, because that's where you're going to get the access to all the replays, to watch as much as you like and get as much tuition as you like regarding psychic abilities. But you know I was going to say that. You know I was going to say that because you're all psychic. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what level you're at. I ran a beginner's one, beginner's psychic development, was that two, three years ago? And people have done psychic stuff on it, and it took them to the next level, even doing beginners. It's just the thought processes to go through. So click on a link and I'll see you on the masterclass. All right. Thanks very much for tuning in, guys. I appreciate you. Take care. See you soon.